You can see her defilements, her dosa, but can you see also her panya and her understanding of realities? Can you understand that as you can understand her anger?
No, Alberto, it's not like this, because I also read Visuddhimagga, where there is 40 objects of meditation since at least few years. I never did these objects. I tried, for example, before, and I always say to myself, because it's like said, like go and sit and do metta, but I prefer to say myself, the terras are true. I'm not sensitive to that object, just it, just so I leave it. So sometimes there are moments in my life when I know I cannot have more metta by anything, so I just prefer to leave it now. And
yes, I mean, yeah. Dosa is dosa. I mean, you can change it into metta, of course, yeah. no way. But you can...
As understanding grows, where there are conditions, metta will develop. You can't stop it, and you can't create it.
Yeah.
But you can come to have more understanding of it, and maybe know it when it arises.
Become more familiar with it. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what will happen in the future. We don't know what accumulations will manifest.
But by the point of just talking more about metta now, is to become more familiar with its nature so one can understand the value of it more when it arises, which is the way it will develop. So just to say, well, this isn't my accumulation, I'm not going to read or hear about this, won't be helpful. But by really hearing, considering more, then it can grow.
And we're now talking about realities, not you.
Yeah.
When there is more understanding, there's less ignorance. When there is more understanding, there can be more kindness, friendliness than before.
Yeah, it's true.
Can you tell me what's your citta when you saw that creation on the ground?
On the walk.
Like the
walk. A hedgehog.
No.
So I don't
think so. A snake.
A snake, yeah.
The question was, what was your citta when you saw that?
I don't remember
now. Can you say what it was?
I was wondering if this is lizard or a snake.
Like a dislike?
Like
a dislike.
I feel a pity to this animal, so it was dislike.
What about other shape and form?
Maybe someone will help me.
A rabbit or something. Would it be like?
I don't know, really.
To visible object only. So much more to learn, to develop too.
We're saying attachment to visible object only.
Of something, yeah. But of course, it's attachment to a visible object first, and then the idea of something.
But I think you were going to say at the beginning that even when one sees this
insect, there can be metta even at that moment, anytime one comes across a being or person, it can be metta. Metta or aversion or attachment.
That's why some people cannot tell the difference between at that moment it is attachment or metta. it seems like that person has attachment, has metta, but actually it's attachment. Because metta has been common to everyone, not a particular one. Another way to have less sorrow is to be friendliness, to be friendly.
There's more happiness for ourselves.
That's true.
What about, okay, see you next life? And you might not like that thing at all, even it's the one you loved before. So it's only temporarily and only once in lifetime or once in samsara. What about last life? Didn't you have great love like this before at all?
I don't remember.
See? So next life is like this. You don't remember at all what happens in this life.
Yeah. So that's helpful to consider suttas or jatakas.
Also. Sumana.
That's my favorite, actually.
Now, Lucas and some Sumana. Different story, only story.
Mm-hmm.
You remember about the queen was born as a worm? The dear queen of a king. Do you remember that one?
Do you remember a queen who was born as a worm?
No.
And the king might cry for her for many days.
She was like Art the Worm we saw playing around, moving around.
The object of metta is another person. Another person or being, and there is no ditti in metta, but the object of metta is you see another being and you friendly to that. How can we separate ditti? Understand that we have to kind to that being with the Didi long view. So it's very, very close to each other. How can we know that we don't have a long view in metta?
I think that Didi arises with Lobha. Can't arise with just with avijja. Avijja and Didi, no. Avijja, Lobha and Didi. So it's easy to see that it's not metta, I think.
Different moments.
You're saying that because the thought is about beings, there must be wrong view. But like now, when there's friendliness to others around, there doesn't need to be any wrong view arising. We know that actually there is only nama and rupa. What we take for being the person is just nama and rupa, but there can be friendliness. So it doesn't mean there is any, even the person who's never heard the Buddha's teachings and knows nothing about anatta, when their friendliness, when someone tries to help some child who's in difficulty or gives offerings, no wrong view at those moments. Later there may be, but at the moment of friendliness, just helping and being friendly, no view at all involved.
Y-
You couldn't check it this morning at breakfast. You were talking about different kinds of wrong views and which was the more serious. Would you like to mention them to Ajahn and ask anything about it?
This morning I discussed with Sarah about the didi. The common one is atta nu didi, that we understand that this is something, this is a bardo or table. Atta nu didi arise from that. And we also have the sakkaya nu didi, which is considered us as a self. So this is a general ditti that arises all the time. So I quite confused about this attanuditti with the moment of metta, because at the moment of metta we acknowledge that we have being, a person or animals or something to be kind of. So it's really close to get the idea that atta nuditti arise on that when we have metta.
Atta nuditti is I think that having ditti means it can be, we can mistake ditti for metta when we are attached to somebody. And as Ajahn was saying, it's very easy to take one for the other, yeah. Because there is a person or a being but that doesn't imply any. It's not vipassana. Vipassana is only reality. So kusala as object, but kusala without panya can have being and any, and that would be metta. Wouldn't be ditti at all. Not vipassana, but metta.
But at the moment of just being friendly or helping, like when you pour the water for your friend, does there have to be the idea of a thing or something there, or are you just being friendly and helpful at that moment? So it's different.
It's different moment.
Yes.
When
you see so, like most of the time when we just pour the water or help our friends, there's no idea of a thing. But if at this moment we really have the idea this is a glass in truth and reality, then that's atta nuditti, when it's taken for a thing.
Well, I would have said there were ideas of people and things all the time, continuously.
You wouldn't be able to grab a glass if you don't have an idea. You just have this visual object. You just cannot grab it, right?
I think that most of the day, like for a child or an animal, you just collect the water or pour the water and you don't think about whether it is something. It's just ignorance and attachment. And if you're helping your friend, then it may be some kindness or friendliness, but there isn't any idea, oh, this is actually something, or this is really a person. You're just helping.
At the very moment, not the moment of intention to pour the water, but at the moment of grabbing the glass or the bottle, I have to have idea of the bottle. Otherwise, I would not be able to grab it. I have to expect, for example, that
even
the bottle is
even
round.
The Buddha knows that this is a bottle and this is a glass, but no illusion that in reality it's really a thing, because it's just lifting the bottle and pouring the water, but there isn't an idea that it's something at that moment. But when there is the idea it is something, it is something, that is atta nuditti, that is utter belief. the Sotapanna, who has no more self-view at all, still lifts the bottle and pours the water and helps their friend just the same, but no wrong view at all.
Right, but he has ideas of things, people and things.
But not ideas of people and things as existing.
That's another question.
He has no illusion
that it's anything other than namas and rupas.
So likewise, when we go about our daily life, we think in terms of things without necessarily thinking they are things that have existence.
Exactly.
So that wouldn't be a kind of didn't.
No, it's only when it seems that it really is something that exists.
Right.
I thought people tend to believe that things exist from default. Like, one has never heard about Dhamma. And
the tendency is there.
Paying attention or not to the battle, I still believe it is a battle. And it exists.
You have to define exist.
Well, in a conventional way, it's, you know, it's not appearing and falling away all the time, because then I would be afraid to grab it, actually.
What is seen at this moment? What is seen at this moment?
It's not seen. I'm not talking about moment of seeing.
Or what is touched.
I'm talking about a moment of planning to grab the bottle.
Yes.
So I have to have the very idea that there's shape.
Okay, so I'm lifting up the bottle, but what is actually touched? What is touched at this moment? If we think that there really is touching a bottle or seeing a bottle at this moment, then this is atanuditi. Because there's the idea
I think this is exactly what happens, because I don't think anybody is thinking I'm pouring some rupas into some other rupas.
It's not a matter of the words or the languages, but the idea.
The idea that
a common person would not have something seen or something touched, not just hardness or physical object.
Exactly. So
it's
a normal
underlying idea. It's not a matter of no longer talking about bottles and glasses or pouring water.
What I meant with this pouring rupas into other rupas is that a person normally, like me, if I pour the water, I'm thinking this is an object, it has water as an object, and I'm pouring this into other objects, which exists, otherwise I wouldn't do it.
Well, this is why only Panya can tell. Like, Sotapanna will still think about pouring a bottle of water into a glass, but only Panya can tell at this moment whether there is any atanuditi arising, you know, because we can't tell for someone else when they pour the water, whether there's the idea of something at that moment.
But I think most of the time through the day, we just do it.
Just do it with attachment and ignorance.
Mm-hmm. And ignorance. This ignorance is not... Ignorance is not necessarily...
So ignorance can arise all day long without ditti or with ditti.
When begins the wrong view then?
Well, wrong view is ditti. Ignorance is just not knowing.
So in case of
not
this,
understanding.
In case of this bottle, since I have it in front of me, what would be... So just pouring and not thinking is ignorance. So where does the wrong view begin?
I think, if I do what? Mm-hmm. I think...
Bertrand has something to say.
Well, do you think this... When you pour something, you think, this is a bottle of water, I'm sure it is. And you start thinking about, it is a bottle of water? When you take the bottle, do you think this is a bottle of water?
Yes.
Or you just take it and pour it? That's the difference.
No, I think first, because
you
that
think
might
this
be...
is a bottle of water?
Yes, because if it's a bottle of champagne, I wouldn't pour it to him.
But you think about it? You think about it? You sure?
Of course. Well,
have you never seen a bottle of water before?
Now it's not a bottle of water.
When you feed
it's just a bottle.
When you feed your baby food that you've prepared, you don't think about this is a little spoon and it really exists and it's permanent and I'm going to put it into this baby's mouth and this baby is mine and it's permanent. You just feed the baby.
Well, Atanuditi is about object. It can be about anything. Bottle of water, it's fine. Atanuditi, yeah.
That's why we should, or we better talk about one citta at a time. Otherwise, we mix the moment of taking it for something permanent or no idea about that at all. Just know that what it is. Who doesn't know this? See, just know what it is. No wrong view or idea about it. Just, this is that. Mm-hmm. Or we don't have even mention of, say, a glass. But the memory of the shape and form condition the knowing what is it, even we don't call it at all. What are you thinking now? See, no one can tell whether it's wrong view. See, it's only thinking. And thinking falls away instantly. And without awareness, one cannot tell what is a thought.
No one can tell you the fine line. Only Panya can know it.
It would be useful, though, like the red light ringing somewhere in the head, like, oh, wrong view.
Maybe back out.
Is true unconditional love of, like, a mother to her child, is love or metta, or is just attachment? And about katanyu, concept of katanyu lukun, isn't that attachment of me having my mother to be katanyu too?
I didn't catch the second part of your question. Katanyu.
Gratitude.
Oh, gratitude.
Unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
I think the point is that we have an idea of this situation, just like the situation of pouring the water, and we'd like to say, oh, well, in this situation, that is metta and that is attachment, or this is ignorance and this is wrong view. But only Panya can know when a Dhamma arises, when a Dhamma appears, what that reality is. Because each mother is different, each child is different, each moment is different. So moments of attachment, moments of metta, how can one generalize and say it must be this way or it must be that way, or every time when he pours the water it must be wrong view, every time she does it must be ignorance. We can't say like that at all. It just depends on the citta now. So it's only by knowing now when the characteristic is metta, when it is attachment, beginning to understand their characteristics when they actually appear, that one can become more and more familiar and begin to know the difference. The same with ignorance and wrong view. It's only when wrong view actually arises that it can be known. It's only when attachment arises, it can be known. It's only when metta arises, it can be known.
And
is it metta, right?
For a moment of
like true pure love. And is that metta in the sense of Dharma?
I'm not the expert on metta.
Metta, true love of metta.
Yeah, I think that about the metta and everything, there is this four Ramaviharas. So it's first one was metta. The second was karuna, mudita, and upekha. So you ask about what's the difference when we know, or?
I think that the question has to be, what is metta? Not whether such and such is metta.
Okay, what is, what is true love?
Oh, true love is for Brahma Viharas. It's like the place where the gods dwells. So it's for, because in the Buddha teachings there is no the love, like attachment, you know. I mean, attachment is not love.
So if you think you have true love for your friend, is it?
Yeah, but it's for Brahma Viharas. It's just metta, karuna, mudita, and upekkha. So this is the love. If we want to talk about the love, it's not like attachment. We think, oh, I love Wojtek, or I love someone else. It's just that four kinds of feelings they are, and it's metta, karuna, mudita, and upekkha.
And what is love? Which one?
All of them are, no?
All of them are kusala.
Which one is love?
Which one is love?
Yes.
Shall I pick only one?
Because metta, karuna, mudita, and upekkha are all kusala.
Mm-hmm.
And love is attachment.
Yeah, but I wanted to say about the love, like for Brahma.
That is not love.
It's not love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Huh. And she asked about true love.
Oh, true love.
And false love? You mean false love too?
He can tell you about the dangers of true love.
Yeah, I can about this.
And what do you mean? You mean that there is also false love when you use the word true love?
I mean, by saying true love, I mean the useful one, the good one.
What we mean is talking about is metta, when it's true in the sense of actually having the other's welfare at heart, rather than false one is the attachment.
You miss
the word love and metta.
If we're talking about metta, we're not talking about love in the convention, as it's conventionally known. But
what about katanyu to my parents, it would be the attachment of having parents.
Katanyu means to know the goodness of the other or the virtues of the other.
Not just our parents.
Anyone. To know goodness as goodness